听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome today to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Now friends, imagine if you will, getting paid for playing a sport that you love. What a great way to earn a living. But what's really involved? This month's Studio Classroom Ask the Expert lesson features an interview with Rex Manu. We'll find out what it's really like to be paid to play basketball. Now, before we go any further in the reading, let's look at three words. The first is professional, as in he has been working as a professional photographer for 3 years now. Next is recognize. I recognize that man in the red shirt. He was my high school classmate. And finally, the word perform. Jane will perform in the school musical next semester. Okay, let's get those magazines open to page 20 and follow along as we read.
Playing like a pro. Studio Classroom asks what it's like to be a professional athlete. This month, Studio Classroom asked Rex Manu to share his experiences in the world of professional sports. Rex played college basketball in the U.S. before playing professionally in Taiwan from 1992 to 2000. He is currently working as a coach and a teacher in Taipei. What was it like to play basketball professionally?
It was like a dream come true. I was getting paid to play a game. People recognize you, and it feels good to be praised.But there are times when it gets to be a bit too much. So then you need to take a break from fans. There is also a lot of pressure to perform on the playing field. But that is true for most jobs. You have to perform well in order to keep the job.
Hi everybody, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and we're very excited today because in our Ask the Expert article, we'll be talking to a professional or someone who used to be a professional basketball player.
That's right, and we're jumping right into our word bank words as our title, Playing Like a Pro, uses one of our more information words, pro.
The word pro is short for the word professional.If you are a professional, then you do something for a living. So, Chip, what is a professional basketball player?
Well, a professional basketball player would be somebody who plays basketball for a living or for a job, for an occupation. Someone who gets paid to play basketball.
So, Rex Manu used to play professionally in the States when he was in college,And also, he played professionally in Taiwan as well.
And it looks like from the article that Rex also played college basketball in the U.S. Before he played professional basketball.
So we're going to ask him a few questions, and we're going to ask him what it feels like and what it's like to be a professional athlete.
Studio Classroom's asking Rex Manu,to share his experiences in professional sports, professional basketball. Even though right now, Rex is serving as a coach and a teacher in the Taipei city area.
That's right. And a coach is someone who trains a sports team or trains someone or helps them to do something well. So when we talk about sports, the person who is leading the team, the leader, is called a coach. Now, Chip, what other kinds of coaches are there?
Well, there's many kinds of sports coaches. Baseball coaches, basketball coaches, football coaches. Many different types of coaches for sports, but you can also have coaches for a drama team or a speech team. Any kind of competitive team usually is organized or led or managed by a coach.
That's right. So maybe you can say someone is an acting coach or a voice coach. Well, let's jump right into our first question. And Studio Classroom asks Rex, what was it like to play basketball professionally? What was it like to play basketball for a living?
And Rex says, first of all, that it was like a dream come true. And that phrase there means that it was like a dream which had come true, which had become a reality. It was no longer a dream or an imagination. It was a reality.
He loves playing basketball. In fact, he says, I was getting paid to play a game, and people recognize him. If people recognize him, it means they saw him and knew who he was, so he felt good about that.
When someone recognizes you, that means that they see you and they say, oh, I know that person. He plays basketball professionally. And I think, people might recognize you, Esther, because you teach here on Studio Classroom. Is that right?
A few times people have recognized me, but I think for Rex, sometimes it was very hard for him because sometimes he felt like there was pressure. People wanted him to perform well. People wanted him to act well, and sometimes he felt like it got a bit too much.
To perform means to do something for other people to see it. You might perform in your job, because your boss or your other coworkers or your customers will see the work that you do. So Rex performs in front of the people that come to watch him play basketball.
And he says that you have to perform well in order to keep the job. So it wasn't easy being a professional basketball player. Well, now let's go to the chat room.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. Today we're talking to former professional basketball player Rex Manu in our lesson.
That's right. In the interview, Rex says he wanted to take a break from fans. Vicky, is that the right way to pronounce this word, F-A-N-S, or is it fancy?
Well, this word is pronounced fans, not fancy.
But how come I hear a lot of people say fancy, as in the movie star has a lot of fancy?
Well, to be honest, that's a mistake that probably came from the Cantonese language. The original English word is fans, but Cantonese speakers have a habit of breaking up a word into syllables, so fans somehow became fancy.
I see. 我们中文讲的粉丝, 英文是 fans, F-A-N-S, 不是 fancy。 The movie star has a lot of fans. 那位电影明星有很多的粉丝. So what does fancy actually mean?
Well, fancy is an adjective meaning elaborate and expensive. We often talk about a fancy car or a fancy restaurant.
I see. 若是你讲 fancy, 外国人会以为你指的是 F-A-N-C-Y, fancy 这个形容词. Fancy 表示昂贵的, 高级的, 比如说 a fancy restaurant. 那这个错误的用法呢, 是来自香港的广东话. 香港人喜欢掺杂一些英文单字在日常的 绘画当中, 那这些英文字久而久之 受到广东话的影响, 就有了新的发音, fans 就变成了 fancy.
Speaking of Cantonese influence, I know the term 狗仔队 came from Hong Kong. Did that term come from an English word?
I don't think so, but the English word for 狗仔队 is paparazzi, P-A-P-A R-A-Z-Z-I. Paparazzi are photographers who take pictures of celebrities, often without the celebrity's knowledge, and then they sell their photos to newspapers and magazines.
Mm. So between the fans and the paparazzi, which do you think a celebrity would prefer?
Well, I would guess the fans, but then again, without the paparazzi, there might not be as many fans.
That's true. 狗仔队英文叫做 paparazzi。 比如说 the paparazzi and the fans waited for the star outside the fancy restaurant. 狗仔队与粉丝们在高级餐厅外等待着明星。
Okay, all you fans of Studio Classroom, it's now time for a break. But don't go away. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Now, playing basketball professionally isn't exactly like playing a game in the park on the weekend with your friends. Before the break, we learned that there's lots of pressure to perform well on the basketball court. Now, let's get back to our interview with Rex Manu, former professional basketball player. First, though, it would help if we became familiar with two new key words. The first is the adjective individual, as in, I have never performed well in individual events. The second is wisdom. There is a lot of wisdom in what my mother says. She gives great advice. Okay, this section's interview with Rex Manu begins at the top of the right-hand column on page 20.
Playing like a pro. How do you find balance between doing your individual best and being a team player?
Doing your best is easy in individual sports, but when it comes to team sports, you need a bit more wisdom. Doing your best in a team sport requires you to understand your role on the team. Everyone does not play the same role. In basketball, there are five different roles on the court. The better teams are the ones in which each player performs his role well.
The second question we asked Rex was, how do you find a balance between doing your individual best and being a team player?
Now let's talk about the word individual. Individual means one person, yourself. So it was different when he played by himself as an individual player and when he played on the team as a team player. And how did he balance that? What did he have to do?
And I can see how that could be something difficult to balance, because when you're concentrating all of your energy on doing your individual best, that's different from concentrating your energy on being a good team player. A good team player shares responsibility with the other members of the team.
That's right. So we have individual sports, or sports like running where you do by yourself, but there are also team sports like basketball and baseball and football, and it's not easy when you're on a team because you need a lot of wisdom.
Rex says when it comes to team sports, you need a little bit more wisdom. And let's look at that phrase, when it comes to, on Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. How are you all doing today? My name is Liz Archer, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. All this talk with Rex Manu about his basketball profession has inspired me to come out to a local basketball court and try some shooting. But why don't we go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Doing your best is easy in individual sports, but when it comes to team sports, you need a bit more wisdom. Now notice the phrase, when it comes to. It's actually an idiom that means when it's about. This is a common idiom that is used to bring certain attention to certain perspective. For example, when it comes to environmental protection, all of us could certainly be doing more to help. Now, this idiom is also useful when you want to show contrast. For example, Sally is a picky eater, but when it comes to dessert, she'll eat anything. If you would like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to go shoot some hoops. Now, of course, there's no way I could ever play like Rex Manu, but I can at least practice a bit. I'm Liz Archer, and I hope to see you next time on Grammar on the Go. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So in team sports, you need more wisdom. And wisdom is the ability to think and act and make good decisions.
Sure, wisdom is not just the smarts or the intelligence or knowing the right information. It's also having enough experience. And I think you need both of those to be a good team player. That's what Rex says.
In fact, he says doing your best in a team sports requires that you understand your role on the team. So in basketball, there are 5 players on a team, and everyone needs to understand their role or what job they are doing on the team.
We might say that a role is a person's individual responsibility on the team. And so everyone on the team needs to understand how they are supposed to play, what their individual responsibility is on the team.
So again, in basketball, there are 5 different positions. And I played basketball in high school, and I was the front forward. So there are 5 different people with 5 different roles, and everyone must perform well as an individual.
And when everyone plays their individual best on the team, and they're doing it with the wisdom of working together and sharing the responsibility, well, it's going to be a very good team. Rex says the better teams are the ones in which each player performs his role well.
But remember, basketball is a team sport, so you must do well together as a team and work well with your teammates.
And when it comes to basketball, it's common for some players to be more skilled than others. And a lot of times I've seen basketball players who do very well at scoring. If they shoot the basketball very well and make the basket a lot, they often use the basketball too much and no one else gets to play.
Now let's watch our writer Simon as he interviews Rex, and then later we'll have a skit for you.
Hi everybody, I'm Simon, and Studio Classroom's here today at Morrison Academy's Bethany campus talking to Rex Manu about professional basketball and life. Hey, Rex, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Rex, we wanted to ask you today about how you got into basketball.
Well, it all started in my middle school. I did like playing basketball, but I had a really good coach. He showed us how to play basketball. He spent a lot of time with us. And he took us to, you know, a lot of places outside of the school. And so I really liked the relationship that he created with us. And so I think through that, because basketball became more than just a sport, now there was a relationship in the game, and it was a good one. And so I guess through that particular coach, his name was Al Ford, it really kind of was the springboard to really starting my career as a, you know, basketball player.
Rex, how did you go from playing basketball as an amateur to being a professional basketball player?
That is very difficult because we all have dreams. And the first one, of course, was trying to get into college. And I wanted a scholarship. And it did happen. I was very thankful for that because a scholarship in the States is, you get your tuition paid for and board, so that dream came true. But then after that, I wanted to, continue my career in basketball, getting paid for it. And so, but after college, it did not materialize. And so I tried. I tried out for teams in the summertime, but I was not chosen. And life became very difficult for me. And so at that time, I had some, you know, certain problems in my life, and I really went to God at that point, and that's when I became a Christian. I asked God to help me out. He did, and he brought me to Taiwan, and I played professional basketball here.
That's great. Thanks, Rex. And tomorrow, Studio Classroom will be back here talking to Rex Manu again.
Hey, Coach, what's it like to play basketball professionally?
It's like a dream come true. You get paid to play a game. People recognize you and people praise you.
Ah, it feels good.
Well, that's what I want. I want to be a professional basketball player.
Great, but it's not always easy. If you want to keep your job, you have to perform well.
Well, that's true for most jobs, Coach. Besides, I'm not worried. I'm the best player on the team.
Yes, you're a very good player, but basketball is not an individual sport. You need wisdom so you can play as a team.
Wisdom? Team? Oh, no.
You have to understand your role. That will make your team better.
Huh. Well, I practice basketball every day. I guess I should practice wisdom, too.
Right. Practicing wisdom is a smart idea.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 professional 这个形容词。Professional 在这里是指职业的，例如 a professional writer 是指职业的作家，或者是 a professional dancer 职业的舞者。和它相对的形容词是明天的课文会提到的 amateur。A-M-A-T-E-U-R Amateur 就是指业余的，例如 an amateur actor 业余的演员，或者是 an amateur tennis player 业余的网球选手。接下来我们看的是 recognize 这个动词。 Recognize 是指认识或认出，例如 The witness recognized the suspect when looking at the photos， 目击者在看照片的时候认出了嫌犯。或者是 years after high school graduation, we still recognize each other. 高中毕业多年之后，我们还是认得出彼此。Recognize 也指认可。例如 ,Peter's supervisor recognized his effort and promoted him. Peter 的上司认可他的努力，让他升职了。最后我们看的是 individual 这个形容词。Individual 在这里是指个人性的，例如 Sandra entered the individual 400-meter race final. Sandra 进入了个人组400公尺赛跑的决赛。Individual 也指个人的或个别的，例如 Each student has their individual locker in the school. 每个学生在学校都有自己专属的储物柜。And that concludes our language tips today. See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Playing like a pro. Studio Classroom asks what it's like to be a professional athlete. This month, Studio Classroom asked Rex Manu to share his experiences in the world of professional sports. Rex played college basketball in the U.S. before playing professionally in Taiwan from 1992 to 2000. He is currently working as a coach and a teacher in Taipei. What was it like to play basketball professionally?
It was like a dream come true. I was getting paid to play a game. People recognize you, and it feels good to be praised. But there are times when it gets to be a bit too much. So then you need to take a break from fans. There is also a lot of pressure to perform on the playing field. But that is true for most jobs. You have to perform well in order to keep the job.
How do you find balance between doing your individual best and being a team player?
Doing your best is easy in individual sports, but when it comes to team sports, you need a bit more wisdom. Doing your best in a team sport requires you to understand your role on the team. Everyone does not play the same role. In basketball, there are 5 different roles on the court. The better teams are the ones in which each player performs his role well.
Friends, we're going to continue our interview with Rex Manu tomorrow. There are a few talk about it questions on the bottom of page 20. Look them over and use one or two as you practice your English with a friend or a classmate. All of us here at Studio Classroom wish that you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.